Mr. Bond said North Korea's submission of the declaration of its nuclear programs to China as chair of the talks and the U.S.'s decision to lift trade sanctions and remove Pyongyang from its list of states that sponsor terrorism are important steps forward.
I call on all six party participants to take this opportunity to expedite movement towards the full implementation of the 2005 joint statement. I strongly support their efforts toward this end.
The UN chief spoke to reporters as he prepares to depart Friday on a two-week trip that will take him to Japan, China, his home nation of South Korea, and then back to Japan to attend the G8 summit. But he skirted questions about whether he might add a stop in North Korea to his itinerary. Mr. Ban also repeated his concern about the runoff election scheduled to take place Friday in the African nation of Zimbabwe, where the government has used violence and intimidation against the opposition and its supporters.
The first and foremost at this time, my concern is that how to ensure this violence and intimidation stopped and people are no longer intimidated and people no longer suffer from all this humanitarian crisis. As I have urged that under these circumstances where one cannot expect a credible and fair election, this presidential runoff election should be postponed until such time when we can create a fair and credible condition for the election.
The Secretary General said he is continuing to discuss the situation with African leaders and urge them to engage in more dialogue. Regarding his trip to Asia, the Secretary General said the meeting of the Group of Eight this year has taken on a special urgency because of three interrelated crises.
The first and most pressing is the global food crisis. The second is the climate change and the need to act now if we are to reach an agreement to limit greenhouse gas by the end of next year. The third is the emergency of development, especially in Africa.
Mr. Bond said leadership is needed on these three fronts. He warned that the food crisis and climate change are slowing and in some cases reversing progress on development in Africa, where he hopes to cut extreme poverty and disease in half by 2015. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.